Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Linda, and I haven't been here for a while. You will catch me sometimes on Blog Talk Radio, setting up for some of the things that I plan on doing here real soon. I will be opening up a YouTube channel, and I hope to see you guys probably in the next month. It will be called Powerfully You. And you can also follow me on my blog on www.wordpress.powerfullyyou.com. And I am on WordPress under the title of Powerfully You. I have some awesome blogs there with information to help you live your best life. And so, you know, let's talk about that, living your best life, because that's what I'm all about. I am a holistic, certified holistic life coach who just likes to give people tips and help people walk through this journey called life as I'm walking through this journey through life. And I've come up with some things to help me live my best life that has been helpful. And, you know, I feel like this is the kind of world that each one teach one. There are things that if you have great tips or would like to be a guest on the show sometimes, either on the YouTube channel or on the radio channel, please feel free to give me a call at any time. And you can reach me also through my email. I have an email of McDowell, McDowell, Linda, 14, at yoohoo.com. You can reach me there, too, at yoohoo, or my Facebook page, the Facebook, and it's under Linda Muhammad McDowell. So today we are going to be talking about living your life by design, and what all does that entail? Living your life by design. You know, we all have made, and I talked about that once before, made mistakes in life. Maybe made some not so great choices. I know I have done that in my lifetime, just not made the greatest choices in the world. But, you know, the great thing about life is that, you know, if you learn from those mistakes or the choices that you made that weren't so great, that is the thing. It's always great to ask, what have I learned here and how can I do that differently? I'm such an advocate for that. It's not that we make mistakes. It's not that we fall, but it's how do we get up and do we get up? Because sometimes when we fall, we just stay in the same place. We don't move forward. We run backward. We just stay on the floor. But you got to get up. You got to get up and you got to do. I'm sorry I'm being interrupted with the call, but we're going to keep on going. So how do you keep going? How do you do it? How do you live your life by design? Well, here are some steps to living your life by design. You know, one of the things, to me, when you start out on anything, you have to do a self-assessment. That's the number one thing. Assess yourself. What is it that you really love to do? What is it that you most desire? That is like one of the important questions to ask yourself. And in your self-assessment, it's basically a series of questions. And the greatest way that I know, and in the Bible it speaks, write the vision and make it plain. So when you are really trying to live your life by design, one of the tools you're going to need is some type of notebook, composition book, something to write down the ideas that pour from you. Don't worry about how you know, what your grammar it is, but just write it down so that you can look at it, that you can even look at it weeks or months later to do like a checkup on it. But some of the questions that you may want to say or you may want to write down the answers to in your diary is, what is it that I really want in my life? What do you really want? How would your dream life look? What would you do? What would you wear? Even that simple. How would it feel? Really feel like how it would feel. Use all of the senses to visualize what your life would look like. Who would be the people that you surround yourself with? You know, what kind of people would you surround yourself with? You know, if it's a business that you're dreaming of, you know, see yourself doing it. Who are your customers? Who are the people you're trying to reach? And even in life, what is the service you want to provide to others? What is it you want to give? What is it that you want to be best remembered for? You know? And then what are the standards that you're going to have in your life? Because if you really want to live your life by design, then you have to set up some standards and boundaries. And I've talked about that before, but, you know, life is it's about standards and boundaries, you know. If you settle for anything, you'll fall for anything, and you'll just be in the dime a dozen of everybody else, but there's certain standards. And, like, if you're single, you know, I'm not going to date a man that doesn't have a job. It is what it is and sounds what it was, but that's a standard that you're setting. You know, what are the standards for yourself if it's your dream job that you're going after? You know, this is the type of job that I want. These are the standards. You know, these are the things that are important to me. You know, or if you don't, you know, maybe your dream is I don't want at some point in my life, you know, you got to be real. Where are you right now? This is not something maybe that will happen in this instance. Whatever you do in living your life by design is actually creating a plan and making the outcome come. So you're manifesting this plan, you're setting up goals, you're setting up dreams, desires, and you're using a timetable and a time frame. So it's nothing that, you know, like if it's not realistic that you, you know, if you're going to live your life and you don't want to work a 9-to-5, but you have no other income, let's be real. You know, if you got to eat and do whatever, live in a place, that may not be for you. But some people have done that. They just kind of went for it. I'm just saying, before you start, think of the pros and cons. Prepare yourself before you start. Think about those things. But anyway, you know, so some of those first questions that we talked about were how would it look, how would it feel, who would you talk to? Take a day, you know, out of your dream life and just imagine yourself living that day. Who would you talk to in a day? Who would you make plans with? Where would you make plans to go? Would you be somewhere? Would you be traveling? Really see and feel that day and then work accordingly. Like for me, the goal for me, and I'm not there yet, but I am fastly coming on my way, is to work for myself, to have say over my time, to have the balance between my work life and my family life, to own my own business, which I do own my own business now, but to do that full time because I'm still in that in-between period between letting go of, like, say, my 9-to-5, even though I've made the steps to do that, I'm only working that part-time toward going toward my business. But I have a plan set up about how I'm going to accomplish that because if I just quit my job for right now, it would affect some other people. So you got to see how is your vision, if you're in a family, man, how will your vision or your goals affect your family and your family life? So you have to think about those things also. So those are some of the things that you want to think about. So after you kind of ask yourself those important questions and you've taken the time to answer those questions, the next thing you want to do is focus in. And when I'm saying focus in, I'm saying write down the answers. Write down the answers of what it is you would like to do. See what it is you would like to do and feel what it is you would like to do. And when you're focusing in, you're writing those things down. You're really seeing how they feel, look, taste. You're using your senses to really focus in on that. You start visualizing, and sometimes the first step is just the steps in your mind to creating your vision, creating your dream. And then once you do that, you write them down, as you said, You do the research. Do you need to research some things? Do you make the necessary preparation and take the next necessary steps to do that? If you need to take a class because of something that you want to accomplish, you start doing those things. You start doing the little steps. Then you want to define what it is. This is when you're starting to write out the vision. I feel like people should have a mission statement and a vision, just like companies do. What is your vision? What is your mission statement? My mission statement is to empower people to live their best life, just as I'm empowering and living my best life and working toward that. And anything that does not line up with your vision is usually a hindrance. So you start kind of making goals. Okay, well, I'm going to have to take so many classes in order to reach this goal. So you go for that. These are things that you do. The next thing that you want to do is